there. This is Jazzy. Thanks so much for joining me for another episode of Modern Hippie Radio, my opportunity to speak with some of the most innovative people making waves in green and conscious living. Today, we're going to be speaking with one of my very good friends, Natalia KW. She is a raw food chef. She's also the author of Pure Pleasures, Luscious Live Food Recipes from the Glowing Temple Kitchen. Natalia creates recipes focusing on local and seasonal ingredients that are really yummy and healthy. Now, I understand that Natalia has some really amazing and interesting things that are happening in her business, so we're going to learn what those things are and find out what the next recipe for Modern Hippie Mag is going to be. So stay tuned. So you've gone from doing Glowing Temple, which was your brand name for your business, for your company, and then you released a book, Pure Pleasures, which was your recipes and a little bit of lifestyle stuff. But now, is all of that coming together under another brand? Tell me how things are new or what's changed.
Sure. Mostly it's just I want to leave things open to just kind of, you know, embody many different aspects and kind of grow with me. So I felt that, like, Glowing Temple was a little bit, like, I had kind of developed that as limiting it to a little bit just food. And also just felt like I was kind of hiding behind it, like it was a business and it wasn't me. And I felt like as a chef and just kind of looking at kind of the trends of what chefs are doing, they're really out there and just kind of putting their, you know, themselves out there to be sort of spokesperson for the lifestyle or, you know, sort of role model. And also I found when I went out with the book, people didn't quite understand what Glowing Temple was and how that fit in. Mm-hmm. You know, they understood the book is Pure Pleasures. Natalia, me, is the author. And Glowing Temple, people were always asking, like, is that a restaurant? Is that, you know, some sort of space, juice bar? They just didn't quite understand how that fit in. And I just kind of responded to that. Because it just, you know, when things keep happening, you kind of have to listen and be like, okay, what's happening? So just kind of pulling back from that.
Now, I've kind of given my audience a bit of an understanding of who you are when I did my introduction, but give us a brief history. Like I said, we're watching the transition of you going from, you know, this sort of overall branding, but exactly what are we talking about? Who are you, my dear, and what are you doing, and why is this so brand new for you?
Sure. Well, I guess for me, I am a chef, and I sort of started out my business with Glowing Temple a little bit just as like an education service. So I was teaching people kind of one-on-one how to incorporate live foods into their lifestyle and into their kind of, you know, just the way that their personal life worked. So I would go into people's kitchens and just kind of see what they were eating and what they wanted to add in and how we could kind of fit that all in. And I think moving into Natalia KW was more about just how I could hit really like a wider audience and just really have that web presence and just share information on a broader scale and really be out there so that it was more accessible to people rather than, you know, having to be married to one location where I could, you know, go into people's homes. Now it's more an internet presence where it's educating everybody.
So how long has raw food been a part of your life?
It has been a part of my life for about 3.5 years now.
So do you have training as a chef, or is it just raw food something you enjoyed and now you've made a career and a business for yourself?
I am actually self-taught. I have always had a passion and a gift for creating food and dishes that were just really yummy, mostly because I just love to eat. So as my diet evolved personally for healing and just to really boost my health and happiness, when I came upon raw foods, I just started having more fun than ever and just studied like crazy. You know, I found myself, the reason I switched careers and really realized it was because I was working as a textile designer at the time and just kind of realized I was spending all my free time rather than like studying up on the textile trend. I was just researching raw food like crazy and playing in the kitchen and just discovering new flavors and new combinations. And I just couldn't have been happier with that mm-hmm. as a hobby. And I said, no, wait, this isn't a hobby anymore. This is a career. So mm-hmm. I ended up working in a restaurant, which is where I got really hands-on and really acquired the skills and the confidence to share my food on a much larger scale.
So anyone who has a bit of a history with Modern Hippie Mag would know that we have a history. You and I, we started doing food demonstration videos, and I've had an opportunity to sample quite a few of your recipes from your book, which were just absolutely positively amazing.
Yeah.
And since your book has been released, what's some of the response that you've gotten?
Oh, it has been so much fun for me. It's just been so nice just hearing from people that it's kind of hit on everything I wanted, that it's easy for people to understand, which for me is so important because I know when I started, you know, raw foods, they're different. And you definitely need kind of, you know, a little manual to look through and get ideas from. So loving that it's easy. People are really enjoying some of the uniqueness about it. Recipes that they've never seen before in other raw food cookbooks, which was another thing that was really important to me to bring my style into. And also that it's full of photographs. I know I have books that I love, but they don't have photographs to accompany the recipes. And that was something that was really important to me, too, to give people a visual to go by to say, okay, I can understand what this is supposed to look like.
Well, I remember when you first got, I think, the very first proof of the book, and I was almost in tears at just how beautiful, you know, to see it come together. And I think it's important for people to understand that the design of it and even the photographs you and your husband did.
Yes, this is such a labor of love. It's such a DIY project. It's just like, we're the kind of people that it's like, okay, we have an idea. We're just going to see it through any way possible and not, you know, I would love, and for my next book, for sure, big-time publisher, but once I had it done, I'm like, okay, let's print it.
Well, it's just, it's beautifully done. It is very, you know, user-friendly. You're enjoying some successes from that, and I really, really congratulate you on that. I do want to take a step back and kind of revisit understanding raw food and your life. It's been virtually new for you and you are self-taught, but tell me, why is it important and why should more people care about incorporating raw food in their diet?
What I love so much about raw food is just, it's kind of just like, it's like a makeover for your whole life. It's not only so cleansing and body, and for me, you know, I had a lot of physical healing with it, which was amazing, and which was what I hoped for. But beyond that kind of like lightening up, there have just been so many emotional benefits and just finding this clarity with, you know, with raw foods, they're a lot easier to kind of pass through the body and digest, and they're just full of minerals and full of life. And you really feel that in all aspects of your body, mind, and spirit, that you're just bringing in more life and bringing in more light, really. Mm-hmm. So I found, you know, just dramatic transformation in just being happier and just feeling brighter and feeling like I was just kind of radiating. You know, just people notice. People notice when you make a change that's bringing in more health on an internal level, it really starts to show on the outside. And mm-hmm. it's just, like I said, it's all kind of encompassing. And I had this amazing clarity of mind, which is something I didn't really expect. You know, I knew kind of I was working towards feeling better in body and boosting my immunity, but it was all of a sudden like, oh, I get this, you know, I get what I'm supposed to do, and I know what I want to do, and I know what I don't want to do, mm-hmm. which was something that I felt like when I ate heavier foods, I didn't have that clarity, and I felt a little bit more numb.
Ah. Now, before I met you, before I had an opportunity to sample some of your recipes, my understanding of raw food was like, you know, you take raw fish and you ground it up and you make a pate or something. But that's not what we're talking about. I mean, I'm looking at some of the photos, and quite a few of the recipes look cooked, you know. So when you have someone like me before having an understanding of what raw food is, how do you explain to them that this is flavorful and it doesn't have to be, you know, ground up grass or raw fish?
Right. I feel, you know, raw foods have come a long way, and there's just so many gourmet combinations now. And you really are starting with really basic ingredients like fruits, veggies, nuts, seeds, you know, good quality oils and herbs and spices. But, gosh, the combinations and the different techniques, you know, you can use a food processor to create sort of like, you know, I do like a mock chicken salad out of sunflower seeds. Or you can use a blender to blend up cashews really creamy and make some of the desserts and cheesecakes. Mm. And then there's the dehydrator for people who want to get a little bit more involved. It's not necessary, but it's a nice way to mimic some of those cooked textures. So you can make crackers and breads and wraps and cookies and, you know, things that are a little bit more dense and a little bit more hearty.
Mm-hmm. So what's your favorite? You know, I've been through your cookbook or your recipe book, I don't know how many times, and I have a difficult time picking out a favorite. Do you have a favorite recipe?
Oh, that is a tough one. I feel like there's a favorite in each section, but I'm definitely a dessert girl. So I would say really the cake on the cover, the reason I put it on there is because it's my favorite. So that's the Heaven and Earth chocolate cake.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I really enjoy that one. That's like my birthday cake.
Wow. So now also, is it so that all of the recipes in your book, you created them?
Yes, absolutely. Yep. These are recipes I've been working on pretty much the whole time that I've been into raw food. So it was a combination of notes I had for 3 years and just really keeping tabs on what was really, really shining when I would make it.
Oh my goodness. And that is an amazing skill in and of itself, being able to coordinate ingredients and adjust them and what tastes good. I mean, really, you're self-taught? Are you telling me you're self-taught and that these, you didn't pull them off of Martha Stewart or something?
I promise. I think, you know, everybody has their gift for sure. And mine has just that I've always understood food. I've just always understood putting, you know, this together plus this will taste like this, or will, you know, happen, this will set up like this or create this. And it's just something I feel like it's just my gift.
That is amazing. Well, everything that I've tried has been extremely yummy, amazingly flavorful. And, you know, again, like you were saying, that having something that's alive and not so heavy, it's very light, but also very filling, which I know is another conversation I've had with people. Well, how do you know you're getting enough? Do you have to eat a lot of it? And I've certainly never experienced that with any of the recipes that I've tried.
Yeah.
So what's next for you?
Well, I'm actually working on a couple other books right now.
Oh.
I've enjoyed the process so much and just realized how much I just love this creation, mm-hmm. you know, from start to finish, and how much I love dressing up the plate and taking a photo. I just love it. It's just my passion. So I'm working on actually a collaboration, which should be out pretty soon, I would say, by June for sure. And then I'm working on a dessert book, because desserts are my favorite.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yes.
Now, there is a recipe, something that you had actually shared with me. It was like an apple tart kind of thing. It was the most amazing dessert I've ever had in my entire life. Will that recipe be in the book?
Oh my goodness, that would be a good one. That is in my notes. I need to relook at
I
that
mean, that it was just like, are you kidding me? There's
one.
nothing more delicious or delectable on the planet.
Oh, well, thank you.
So, are you excited? Are you overwhelmed? How is this process of going from being self-taught, going to a restaurant environment, creating your own brand, creating your own book, releasing your own book? What have been some of your challenges, or you had any? Has this been just a remarkable process through the whole thing?
It's very fun, but that word overwhelm definitely comes a lot. And I think with me, it's always just being really clear about my goals and my passions because, you get asked to do a lot of different things by a lot of different people. And, I can get caught up in that world where it's like, I want to take every opportunity, that this is the one, this is the one. And with me, it's always just pulling back and thinking, like, is this in line with my core vision and my core values for the brand and for my work? Just to make sure that I don't get overwhelmed and just to stay on my path. But it's definitely been a really fun process and just a lot of excitement.
We've had an opportunity to play on video and do some things. Do you find that that may be something in your future as well?
I love video. I think it's so fun. I totally miss
Oh,
it.
good.
I do. I love it. I think it's great, and it's a great way, like I was saying before, I love to teach people, but I love to make that accessible to everybody, and that's what I love about internet and video so much, is that you really can teach everybody who, everybody who can connect to the internet at least. So I love that. And then also, I'm working on planning a summer tour. So I'm hoping to get out to the West Coast and just share my book on kind of a bigger scale. And I just find being able to be out there with the people and really show how passionate I am and, demo recipes that people get really passionate about getting into the lifestyle.
So, what are some things that you want people to know more than what we've talked about Glowing Temple, Pure Pleasures, Natalia KW? What should we take away from our conversation today?
I just really want people to know just that, raw food isn't something that everyone has to switch to overnight or something that you have to feel like is the end all be all of life. It's just that I want people to understand that the more live food they can bring into their diet, the more really life they're bringing in. And I just love to share just my passion and understand that I'm really walking the talk and just that I want people to be as excited about it as me.
So just to reiterate for our listeners, where can they find you? Where can they find your book?
Sure. Well, my website is nataliakw.com, and I'm selling the book as an ebook for all my super greenies, so they can find it right through the website there. And then also I have the printed book on my website and through Amazon.com, and they can just search Pure Pleasures on Amazon.
Very cool. And of course, I've already let everyone know that they can find you on Facebook and Twitter as well to keep the conversation going. And as often as we can, we like to feature Natalia and her recipes at Modern Hippie Mag. And I think we just actually released one this afternoon, which was extremely yummy. I think we're featuring your dark chocolate ginger brownies.
Oh,
So
yes.
that's it. You know, if it's chocolate, come on, I'm just loving it. I'm loving the
That one's
chocolate.
so
So, outside of your busy life, of course, I like to ask everyone this, with everything that you have going on, what do you do for fun? What are you doing in your downtime?
Oh, my goodness. Gosh. Well, my work is so fun, and the downtime is so little, but I have been making it a priority to get out to the beach, which we are so blessed to have here, and the weather is. Been nice and warm, so definitely just getting out into nature and just sinking my feet into the sand.
Well, that is wonderful. I mean, there is nothing wrong with that, being able to work your passion, eat really good food, and spend time at the beach. Come
I have no complaints.
That is awesome. Well, I really appreciate you taking time out and spending some moments with us and letting us understand a bit more about this transition that you're going through with your brand. Of course, continued success to you and all of your endeavors. And I'm looking forward to these new books, especially for the desserts.
Well, thank you so much. It's been my pleasure.
Thanks again for listening to another episode of Modern Hippie Radio. This episode has been brought to you by our friends at Thief Tower Body Care, 100% natural bath and body products. Find them at thiefpowerbodycare.com.